Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
KT is doing an exhaustive recap of last year's Cowboys season. And in the earlier segment, we did the first 8 games of the season. And the Cowboys went 3-5. The final game, they had acquired Amari Cooper, but it was a busted game against Tennessee. They're sitting there just hanging by a thread. They're 3-5. And what is about to unfold over the next 2 months catapults them into the playoffs.
Yeah, we pick it up 3-5, and they kicked off the second half of the season at Philadelphia. So you're going, okay, well, this is a huge game, right? So here you are on Sunday Night Football in Philadelphia, and the Cowboys end up with a game that was pretty wild. It started out very low scoring, not much happening, but with 7 minutes left in the game, they were tied at 20. And then the Cowboys go on an 8-play, 75-yard drive. Third and goal in the one, Zeke scores. The Cowboys lead 27-20. Now, a lot of people have given this guy a hard time for how the season ended, but this is a play that I think is forgotten by a lot of Cowboys fans last year. We've talked about how he missed 22 tackles, but the Eagles down by 7 are taking the ball down the field and are threatening to tie the game and send this thing to overtime when Jeff Heath saved the day.
Fourth down and 7 at the 35. Snap is back. They blitz him. Wentz zips it left. The ball is caught, but he's tackled short. Zach Ertz, and he was tackled by Jeff Heath. But what a play by Jeff Heath.
You've been listening to Ben and Scan.
I can't wait to ask him about Star Wars. But I wonder if he was hurt towards the end of last season, because he played really poorly towards the end. There he is making a huge play. But I think he was top 3 in the league in missed tackles. He really struggled, was exposed against the Rams. But I keep going back. You never know. You often don't hear if a guy is playing through something and they didn't have a ton of depth, and he's a gamer. So I wouldn't be surprised if he was playing hurt.
Mm-hmm. So they win that game 27-20, and they're 4-5. And they were 3-5 going into that. We're like, oh, 2 road games at Philadelphia and then at Atlanta. There's no way. The season's over, right? 4-5, they go into Atlanta. And another weird game that was a little more low scoring than people thought. It's 19-19 late in the fourth quarter. Okay. And again, at halftime, it was 6-3 Falcons. In fact, the first touchdown wasn't scored in this game until the fourth quarter. The game entered the fourth quarter, it was 9-6 Falcons. It was just a field goal competition. And then the Cowboys, with a couple minutes left, Dak's got the ball, takes the Cowboys down on a 10-play drive, 51 yards. And they're tied at 19. The game winner attempted as time expires.
So it's 42 for the win. Operation good. 42 away. Maher. Cowboys win.
And you're 5-5. Now, another key play in that game that people might have forgotten about is Leighton Vander Esch picked off Matt Ryan late in the, or it's about in the middle of the fourth quarter to give the Cowboys the ball back.
I do remember
that.
So
it was a huge interception. Look at Zeke's numbers that game. 23 carries, 122 yards, and a touchdown.
So beast.
7 catches for 80 yards.
And then this is, we're having a lot of conversations at this point about the whole Mayorwitch thing.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I just remember Twitter leading up to that kick being like, man, can you imagine Cowboys Nation? Because that was to bring it all full circle and go 5-5.
The other boy.
You're sitting there at 3-5 and you have a game against the Eagles. You think the season is over. You get the improbable Eagles win. Then you have the Falcons, and Mayorwitch has to seal the deal. And now you're back at 500.
Mm-hmm. 5-5 and just in the mix of the NFC East. Then you get a home game. Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving Day, Redskins, 5-5. This is a huge game. Amari Cooper had eight catches for 180 yards.
Wow.
But the big one I think that jumps out is when Dak threw it into triple coverage, and this happened.
Second and 9 at the 9. Prescott looking around, wants to throw deep to the middle. It's caught. What a throw. And now breaking away is Cooper again. Amari Cooper, 90 for Cooper.
Eight catches, 180 yards, two touchdowns. Zeke, 26 carries, 120 yards. Cowboys win 31-23. Game wasn't as close as the score might have said. The Cowboys were ahead pretty much the whole game.
Is that the play where Amari Cooper called the audible, or is that the later in the season?
That was against the Eagles,
right?
That
was against the Eagles game. Yeah, that was
that was not the one?
That was not the one. Okay. Yeah.
So, this is, and I remember, too, and so the other thing is, think about the way time is compressed on this deal, because after, and you mentioned this in the 320 segment, KT, after trading a first-round pick for Cooper and losing in that really inglorious fashion to Tennessee, the talk all week was, how high is this first-round pick going to be that we're giving Oakland? And now, after that game where he lit it up for 180 yards and you've won three games in a row and you're now above 500, all that conversation has subsided. And that is in the course of really 3 weeks, right? Because that's the Thanksgiving game,
Yeah, short week.
Pretty crazy how the emotion swings so hot and cold.
I mean, going to Philadelphia and Atlanta just seemed like, okay, these are going to be really tough games.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just like put an L on it, but like there's going to be tough games. And then a short week. And then after the Washington game on Thanksgiving, another short, well, no, it's a normal week. But Thursday night football in new at home against the Saints,
because
that's what was next. Cowboys are 6-5. And this game was pretty wild as well, because everyone's going, okay, well, this could be a shootout right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Saints, you got to remember breaking them down before the game, going, okay, so is the idea to control the ball? I mean, we probably don't want to get a shootout with these guys. Well, it was 13-0 Cowboys at halftime.
The defense was freaking incredible. And I think, didn't New Orleans have 2 3-and-outs? I think they started the game with a 3-and-out, dude.
Oh, they might have, yeah.
I mean, it was just a...
I mean, they didn't score, so
It was a phenomenal defensive performance in the first half, because at that point in the season, nobody had been able to slow down New Orleans. Nobody.
New Orleans finally scored in the third quarter, so the Cowboys led 13-10 going into the fourth quarter. They'd given the ball back. They just couldn't put them away, though. The offense could not get in the end zone, make it a two-score game. And then the Saints had the ball just a little more than 2 minutes left in their own territory.
Breeze back under pressure. The ball's intercepted. Jordan Lewis intercepted Drew Breeze. How about you, Jordan Lewis?
Just incredible, man. Because, you know, the thing, all the talk, at least I always remember these games through the Twitter activity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just the ebbs and flows and all that. And you're sitting there at halftime going, there's no way that you can duplicate that defensive performance in the second half. There's no way you can do that against the Saints. And we didn't score enough points and all this kind of stuff. New Orleans does get back in it, but the defense does step up with the improbable play at the end. And that was the point in the season where we were going, okay, is this a quote-unquote elite defense? Look at what they just did to New Orleans.
That was the game where Jason Witten was going to break the internet.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. Jason Witten was supposed to be in the suite with the Joneses, and you know that would have announced to the world that he's coming back. And for whatever reason, it didn't end up working out, and they had to wait till the offseason to make it happen. But that was that game. I remember that. And then also for Jordan Lewis, what an amazing moment.
Yeah.
For a guy who really didn't get a lot of opportunities to play last year.
Vindicated.
Right. And I wonder how many, if he played more offensive snaps than defensive. He didn't really play a lot of offensive snaps, but he didn't play a lot of defensive snaps either. And I think he's a really good player. By the way, dropping a video tomorrow morning, I believe, is when this is going to drop. And you can go to my YouTube channel. We'll post it at 105.3 The Fan as well. Go subscribe. I appreciate it. I took Jordan Lewis to Complexity Gaming.
All right.
And I blindsided him, and he thinks he's good at Madden, so I had him play the Madden champ.
Oh, what a great premise.
So it's pretty funny, so stand by for that.
Awesome.
Steve the Madden champ. That'll be good tomorrow.
Steve Madden, great shoes.
In that game real quick, Breeze, 18 of 28 for 127 yards.
He sucks.
Alvin Kamara, 11 carries, 36 yards.
Okay, so is that was the Cowboys' defensive high point of the season, obviously, to do that.
Pretty
that was incredible.
Because it hadn't been done by any other team doing that to New Orleans, I mean, up to that point.
Went downhill since then. After that, right?
Hard to ever top that, but
it wasn't that. It wasn't, you know, we thought, okay, this could be a suffocating defense, and we're going to ride that the rest of the way. It wasn't that.
We're going to get to it, but there were two games that stand out as being bad defensive games. Obviously, the playoff game and the Colts game, but the whole team mailed it in against the Colts.
Now 7-5, you go to week 14. Okay, the Eagles come back into town. Once again, low scoring in the first half. You lead 6-0 at halftime. You lead 9-6 heading to the fourth quarter. And that did include a 62-yard field goal from Maher. Just give him a little pat on the back again. Game goes to overtime, and I think everyone remembers this play as the Cowboys got the ball first in overtime.
Slant in the direction. Cooper caught it on the bounce. Off the defender. Cooper walks into the end zone. Cowboys win.
And that was the game, Ben, with the audible that you're talking about that happened in the fourth quarter.
That was a huge, huge moment. And for the, you know, football maturation of Dak Prescott, to have Amari Cooper help him out and call that audible, that was big. And, that was incredible. I mean, that could have been like a 95-yard pick six, and it ends up being a touchdown. Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Cooper, 10 catches, 217 yards, 3 touchdowns. Dak in that game. 42 of 54, 455 yards.
Yeah,
in a game that was 9-6 headed to the fourth
quarter,
and
that is the game that decided the division.
I mean, the teams went back and forth. The fourth quarter, the Cooper 28-yard touchdown pass, then Dallas Goedert scored, then Cooper again, then Darren Sproles scored. All of a sudden, it turned to a track meet in the fourth quarter after three quarters just slumbering up and down the field.
You were 3-5, and then over the course of what happened over the next month, you swept the Eagles. You locked down the second best offensive team in the NFC. Really, at that point, I think the Saints were the best team ahead of the Rams offensively.
Yeah.
Over the course of a month, you did all that after starting 3-5.
You're 8-5. You're now two games up in the division. Now you got to go to Indianapolis. And I did not pull any audio for this because you got beat 23-0.
They mailed it in so hard because they had pretty much won the division the week before.
You know, they were, again, they were up two games in the division, you know,
but you swept
it
Philly.
Just felt like, it felt like, I mean, leading up to that week, we were going, this is going to be a tough one. Like, it just really didn't feel like a good matchup.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Oh man.
Then they get the Bucks at home in week 16. At this point, you're 8-6. The key play of the game happened early in the first quarter as Jameis Winston did some Jameis Winston stuff.
Late pressure, running right hand, sack fumble. Jalen Smith recovers at the 30. Jalen Smith down the sideline. A 70-yard fumble return by Jalen Smith after Randy Gregory punched a ball out.
A big Gregory sack. I remember the fun part was Rod Smith running up the sideline. Yeah, I thought that was really cool. Then you get to week 17. We don't have to play any audio from that. Cowboys win 36-35. Jarwin, 3 touchdowns.
I forgot about that.
A classic non-Linehan game, but that's a game Zeke didn't play in.
And that was the game that supposedly they all took part in the game plan. The receiver coach, Dak, Kellen Moore, that was like the one that was the group effort.
So that was a game that Dak very much looked forward to because he wanted to show what he could do without Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
And let's release the hounds and go ham with the passing game. So, again, that was another key moment in his maturation as a football player.
And the trade-off was a little lower completion percentage. He was 27 of 44 in that game, but 387 yards, 4 touchdowns, more explosive plays, more chances down the field. Then the playoffs. Seattle was a crazy game, and the Cowboys held off Seattle, but I think the key play in that game, they led 17-14, had the ball, trying to ice it. It was third down long, and Dak runs, gives up his body, dives, and is hit at like the 4-yard line, but got the first down. They ended up punching it in.
God, that was
huge. Ended up winning, and of course, the Rams game. My key play in the Rams game, they lost 30-22, but it's not the Jeff Heath thing at the end of the game. It's 23-15. You're down by 8, okay? First play of the fourth quarter, it is 4th-and-1, and you have Rico Gathers at fullback, and you've motioned Noah Brown in, and you have crowded all 11 guys into the box, and you handed it off to Zeke, and they didn't get it, and they gave the ball back to the Rams. They were in Rams territory. I mean, they were pushing it, and 4th-and-1, that's what they chose to do. And they'd done it a few times during the last couple weeks. They did it one time in that Seattle game. The whole world is looking at their couch or their loved one or their wall or their backyard or whatever and said, They're going to load the box and run it up the middle, aren't they? There wasn't a single person who didn't think they were going to do that, and they did it. And that's what got them beaten that game. It sucks.
Good night, my lover.
They had him.
Good night, my friend.
They had him.
Great work, KT. We will head to Oxnard tonight and begin camp coverage tomorrow.